You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey, Fuzzos, what is up? Glad to see you again for this week of What's the Fuzz. And if it's your first time listening, nice to meet you. I'm Reiner, a big blue dragon boy. This episode was recorded back in February and should be released around March 16th, 2021. We'll be talking about Canadian immigration, East Asia, and ambiguous identity in this episode of What's the Fuzz?
So I'm sitting down with Kavrick, a unique addition to the furry fandom with art that draws the eye from every angle. Be sure to check them out over on Twitter, at Kavrick, and I'll be linking their other projects in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight, Kavrick. You may just be the first guest living in Canada that I get to talk to, and I'm super looking forward to your perspective on a few things.
Am I the first one living in Canada?
I think so, yeah. We've had people from London, we've had people from Singapore now, and mostly it's been based in America, so I think you might be the first person that's at least immigrated from a different country to Canada, at least.
Okay. First immigrant.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's all interesting. Right.
But first, I'd like to throw out an icebreaker question.
Yeah.
What is the strangest request you've ever gotten to draw something?
Strangest requests? How safe for work are we? Are we talking on the show?
Oh, this show, you can say whatever you want.
Strangest commission. It's more a commission than a request. I don't usually get requests, actually. I don't usually get, like, creepy people in my DMs or, like, unsolicited things like that. I can talk about that later, but I ain't just, if you just want, like, the weirdest commission I guess I've ever gotten is someone just wanted their piñata sona in a lewd com with someone else's piñata sona. I'm like, all right.
Okay, that didn't go as far as I thought it was going to be.
No,
I was thinking
it's
they wanted
tame,
to beat
yeah.
the candy out of them, and that was like their kink.
Not really. It was just I ended up just drawing them doggy styling. So,
okay, that's pretty tame by their standards.
Yeah,
right?
It is pretty. I mean, it's pretty tame in the community at large. But I also that is like I think one of the only times might have been the only time I've actually like done a not safe for work commission.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought you were like strictly safe for work kind of thing.
Yeah, I can think of two instances, and that was one of them. Usually when I do draw NSFW, it's usually just for friends. Because anatomy sucks, and so I realized recently that a lot of my artistic drive comes out of the results rather than the process. And so drawing friends is one way for me to stay motivated throughout the entire process, so that I don't like end up stagnating, which is part of a reason why I have trouble with commissions and also why I don't do NSFW, because that's not really something I'm confident enough to start charging people money for, I guess.
Gotcha. And now you know what happens when you watch too much of Viva Pinata when you're a kid out there, listeners. Be careful. Watch wisely. So now we can get into the real questions over here. First, I think our listeners would like to know a little bit more about your background.
Background.
We would like to get to know about you, like how old you are, where you're from, your pronouns, your ethnicity, and how you would describe your sexuality / gender identity if you feel so comfortable with that.
I got the basics out of the way. My name is Kavrick, as you know. You can call me Cav. I am turning 23 in a couple of weeks. And my pronouns, I think most people use he, him. I personally don't really mind, but there you go. I guess if you want to ask me what my gender is, I'd answer male. I was born in Hong Kong in 1998, because I'm 23. As you know, there's maths involved here. I'm very
Quick
sorry.
Maths.
Yeah, and more math incoming. I'm half Japanese and half Hong Kong Chinese. My mom's Chinese. She was born and grew up in Hong Kong. My dad was born in Japan, and after a huge like tour of the world during his formative years, he ended up in Hong Kong. That's how I met my mom. And I was born there. I grew up there. I went to a Canadian international school. So in Hong Kong, you usually have schools. You might have school. Yeah, there's a public school system. But there are also schools that we call them international schools because they have curriculums from other countries. So I was, even though I was living in Hong Kong, I had not been to Canada until I was in, I think, secondary school for like a summer holiday. I was taught under the Canadian curriculum, despite never having gone to Canada. And so I grew up there, went to school there. And then eventually I came to Canada in 2018 to start studying. And that's what I'm still doing right now. In terms of sexuality, I guess I'm gray ace / pan.
I guess it's kind of weird to talk about. So,
hope everyone's taking notes at home, by the way, because there's going to be an exam at the end of this. but yeah, that's just the gist of my background. Half Japanese, half Hong Kong Chinese, born in Hong Kong, grew up in Hong Kong, raised in Hong Kong, went to school in Hong Kong, but now going to secondary school in Canada.
Whew, what a trip.
It's a bit of a trip, yeah.
All right. So who's your main persona and what is your main persona and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
This can get real really quickly.
feel free.
My main persona is just, you know, it's Caverick, right? Well, I know, very imaginative name. I call them in universe. I have a little world building project that's a science fiction thing. They're a synthetic half, well, they call them half ants, so like they're half androids, so they basically just means they have two arms, two legs, and a head on top of a torso. Mm-hmm. But so they're basically a robot Sona. And I think this, what my whole thing with the Sona is actually something that's linked to how I feel about my identity in real life, if you can put it like that. It's
of course right,
like you've already heard the my whole thing about my entire background. It's a freaking patchwork, right? There's just, and I think that's something that's kind of always stuck with me growing up. It's that I'm always finding myself in these kinds of weird middle grounds that aren't inherently very interesting on its own. For instance, you know, I grew up in Hong Kong, but since I went to the Canadian school, I was never really fluent in the local language, which was Cantonese in Hong Kong. It's just a dialect of, one of the Chinese languages. And so, okay, you're unique in that you're monolingual, speaking only English, but it's not really a uniqueness that's really cool, I guess. It's not very useful. It's not an attractive kind of unique. So, you know, growing up, you get taught, oh, it's good to be weird. It's great to be like unique and weird, and you know, and there's a certain degree of truth in that. But they don't, but, you know, growing up, it's kind of, it's good to be unique, and then you go ahead and be unique, and they go, hold on, not like that. I don't like that kind of unique. That's not the good kind of unique. How are we supposed to sell to you? And so I sort of grew, so that's just like part of it. And then the other part is being half Chinese, half Japanese. Chinese and Japanese, at least the governments, they don't really like each other. The simple geopolitics of that is that they don't, frankly, no country really likes Japan at this point because of what happened in a little thing called World War II, which is understandable. But I'm part of two different cultures that largely do not like each other. And I'm also living in Hong Kong, which is itself a kind of city stroke, not really country place that's also stuck in between. Is a part of China? I guess it is, but in effect it isn't. But more recently it kind of starting, it's kind of is, but it starts to get very messy. And for me, that's something that's I've seen repeated throughout my life, where you have this very, you have this sort of very complicated, not very clean identity that it's non-conformal in a way that is not very attractive, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that I want to express that in myself. For my first many years in being a furry, actually online, there wasn't really a point where I found I was a furry. It was just sort of a thing